Yes, thank you, brethren. Well, we'll ask Brother Phillips to come forward now, please. He's the first speaker on our program this evening. And the subject of his address is the church's last hour. Thank you, Brother Phillips.
Thanks very much, Brother Smith. My dear friends, I am thankful to our Almighty God through His Son Jesus Christ, giving me the strength, health, and also the opportunity to speak to you. As well to you, my dear friends, allowing me some time to have a few words to you. Therefore, the words which I will speak will be in the spirit of not to criticize anyone at all. Even so, it might seem that way to some, but to tell the truth. So help me God. So my subject is the church's last hour. My dear friends, if you open our Bible and turn to the first letter of Apostle John, chapter 2, verse 18, then we will find these words saying, "Children, it is the last hour." It was from a Frederick Dacre, or New English Bible Translation, Revised Standard Version, and many, many other translations having similar thoughts. Now, the word "are," as it is sometimes used in the Holy Scriptures, which is the Word of God, as Gospel of John chapter 17, of Psalm 119, verse 105, indicates, is used to represent a very short period of time. Even so, sometimes it doesn't give the year, months, or day, in one sense. But just the same, it is giving us the time in which God's purpose, according to His plan, is being accomplished. How significant and important are these words then? Especially when you remember how Apostle Peter said to our Lord on one occasion, saying, "And what shall this man do?" Referring to Apostle John, as it is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 21, and verse 21. Then our Lord said, "What if I will that he tarry?" Means to stay, to delay, or to stay behind and so forth, till I come. As it is recorded in the same Gospel, chapter 21, verse 22, through to verse 24. Now, Weymouth's translation says, "If I desire him to remain till I come," replied Jesus, "what concern is that of use?" So, as it could be seen, my dear friends, that the words of the Master seem to indicate that John represents a feat. Prophet Isaiah chapter 52 verse 7, Romans chapter 10 verse 15, or last members of the body of Christ who would be living on the earth at the time of his second presence, Greek parousia. Therefore, without any doubt, we can say that the John's class is here, and all of this class know by the wonderful fulfillment of the prophecy today that the last hour has come. We are also reminded by the Word of God that the present hour is one of the great trial not only to the church but also to the whole present world as such. in the time you are living today, my dear friends, we can certainly see that the men's hearts felt them for fear, as I see and hear the terrible things coming upon the earth with the deadly chemicals, missiles, rockets, hydrogen and nitrogen bombs, and so forth. And who knows what else they had prepared for their own destruction. But here again, our Lord said, when these things are beginning to occur, rise yourself and lift up your heads, for your deliverance is drawing near, the Bible says. Yes, for your deliverance is drawing near, as Gospel of Luke chapter 21 verse 28 indicates from the Bible translation. As we also know from the Holy Scriptures that the church has a blessed assurance from the Lord, as it indicates in Revelation chapter 3 verse 10 through to verse 11 by saying, because you have kept the word for which I suffered, or you kept the word of my patience, I in turn will keep you from that hour of trial, which is soon coming upon the whole world to put to the test the inhabitants of the earth. Therefore, as the verse 11 also is advising us, being the Lord's people, that we should hold fast to that which we already possess, that our crown of victory be not taken away from you or us, as the Women's Translation says. Oh, beautiful words also in the 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13 through verse 14 and many, many others. So, with one prominent thought, as it was occupying our brothers' minds in the past, thy thought, as we looked forward with a great anticipation, that during the year 1914, around about October or so, the Church of Christ, whose names are written in heaven, would experience her change from earthly to heavenly condition. When this mortal shall put on immortality, and death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53 through verse 58. In prophecy of Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8, the prophet Kosar in chapter 13, verse 14 indicates, which would be profitable to any of us to restudy those texts of scriptures again. They might everything they could to be prepared by that time so that they wouldn't be left behind with the great company class. But speaking briefly, if we look all around us today, at the present time, my dear friends, then we are able to see quite a number of them being still among us, being still on this side of the veil. So the October 1914 has come and gone. 1916 has come and gone. And now we are living in 1983. You wouldn't believe that, would you? Some of you. If you were told at that time, as the year 1983 finds quite a number of us still here, the gospel still being preached throughout the world, fulfilling its purpose. Perhaps some were or are still disappointed. But why any of us be disappointed, friends, when we are assured by the word of God that all things are working together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose? As Romans chapter 5 verse 28 or 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 indicates. Perhaps some of us were or are not ready as yet. And the Lord, by some special arrangement which we didn't understand at that time, or possibly now. He's giving us a little bit more time to prepare ourselves so that we can make our calling an election shoe and have the finishing touches put on us in order that we might be found worthy to reign with him. We must also remember, my dear friends, that the Lord encourages us to wait patiently, for though it seems to tarry, wait for it, it will come, Bible says. In Proverbs of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2 through verse 3, by saying, "And the Lord said to me, write my answer on the billboard, on the tablets, large and clear, so that anyone can read it at a glance and rush to tell the others." Verse 3 says, "But these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. It seems slow. Do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. Thy will not be overdue a single day." Bible says in the Tyndale's translation. Also Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36 through verse 37. Luke chapter 18 verse 8, adding more to the above. Because from our point of view, it might seem to tarry or is delaying, but from God's point of view, won't tarry. Who knows, but this very short time which is ahead of us, without stating the year or time as some did or are trying to figure it out, my witness the change and glorification of the last member of the body of Christ. And then, my dear friends, being united with the glorious head, die together, bride and bridegroom, will be ready to comfort and bless the weary waiting world, the groaning creation. As Romans chapter 8, verse 22 through to verse 23 in the Living Bible are explaining nicely. Then Christ and the church in the full glory, as the Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, or Colossians chapter 3, verse 4 indicates, will come forth as the world's great prophet, priest, and king, to institute the glorious reign of righteousness. As Revelation chapter 21, or prophets of Isaiah chapter 65, beautifully explain this, friends. This will truly be the seat of Abraham. As Galatians chapter 3 verse 16, and also verse 29 is telling us, in whom all families of the earth shall be blessed. And as we can see, by looking throughout the whole world at the present time, living in the year 1983, that it is still for the future. According to my, or perhaps our understanding of the Holy Scriptures, the great company will next be developed, serving the Lord in his temple. But before the throne, as Revelation chapter 7 verse 9, or verse 13 through verse 15 nicely explains this, friends, which it would be profitable and help to any of us to restudy those texts of Scripture again, even if we have read them in the past. Yes, my dear friends, I be prepared to the change as well as the last test amid the great time of trouble. Trouble which never was and shall never be witnessed again, Bible says. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. In Daniel's prophecy, chapter 12. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 30 through verse 38. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 34, verse 1 through to verse 4. And many, many others. The great time of trouble, which will be worldwide, this, of course, will produce a lot of disruptions, revolutions here and there, and then anarchy. And when the sea of anarchy is in its extreme anger, without check or control, we could say, then the earth, means the whole earth with society and so on, will be removed. As Psalm 46, verse 1 through to verse 3, nicely explains this, friend, in the Living Bible. The mountains, means earthly governments, will also be carried into the midst of the sea, as verse 3 from the above scriptures is telling us. And as every one of us do remember, when Christ stepped upon the great swelling wire of the Sea of Galilee and said, "Peace, be still," then a great calm resulting. So will it be with the turmoil, anger, strife and so on, with which this present evil system of things or age will end? Mark chapter 4 verse 39, Psalm 107 verse 29, or Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 19, speaking about the Sea of Galilee. At that time, Christ will be invisible to the human eyes, being spiritual, but present. And we'll say to the poor, troubled, tossed humanity, "Peace, be still." And then, my dear brethren, the reign of the Prince of Peace will begin, or start, if you please. Psalm 65, verse 7. Psalm 89, verse 9. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 17, verse 12 through verse 13. Also Revelation chapter 22, verse 3, and also verse 5, and many, many others which do help us and show us more about them. Scriptures, what I mentioned before. That is why that moment, or year, we could say, will be the most happy one. Happy not only to the church, but to the world of mankind also. It probably be the year that will go down in the history as the most momentous of all time. Apostle Peter declares that that in 2nd letter chapter 3 verse 10 through to verse 14 by saying, and I will read from Revised Standard Version, "Waiting for and hasting, or earnestly desiring the coming of the day of God, of which the heavens," means ecclesiastical, "will be kindled." Or as the New English Bible says, "that day will set the heavens ablaze until they fell apart or be dissolved," as the Diagram translation says, "and the elements," means social, political and so forth, "will melt with fire, and the works," that is to say, everything out of harmony with righteousness, "shall be burned up." Yes, my dear friends, it shall be burned up in that great struggle of Armageddon. Bible says in Revelation chapter 16, verse 14, and also verse 16. As well as prophet Ezekiel in chapter 38, and also chapter 39 is giving us more about that time, as well as many others. Now verse 14 says, "Therefore, beloved, as you are expecting this, earnestly seek to be found by him, free from blemish or reproach, in peace." Yes, my dear friends, for we according to his promise look for a new heavens. Prophet Isaiah in chapter 66, verse 22 through to verse 23. Christ and the church in full spiritual control. A new earth, the whole society reorganized on basis of love, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Because as we are told in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4, that the little earth abides or remains forever, as the Revised Standard Version says. That is why, while observing carefully all these things that are happening and coming over the world, look to yourself that you might not lose the things we perform, that you might receive a full reward. The second letter of John, and verse 8 indicates. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32, verse 35 through verse 36. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 from the Wimbush translation read, "It is your own self you must test to discover whether you are true believers. Examine yourself, or do you not know that Jesus Christ is within you or among you?" As the Diaglot translation says, "Except you are without proof." As for nice words from New World's translation, supporting those thoughts also. That is why cast not away your confidence, Bible says, which have the great reward. For you have need of patience, so that having done the will of God, you might receive the promise. As Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through verse 36 is telling us. Or 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 through to verse 27. Yes, my dear friend, as we can see, that they are beautiful and encouraging words of truth, words of full advice to every Christian, to every child of God, showing them what I ought to know and do. Some of the Lord's dear people seem to be uncertain as to where they stand. And when I ask, "Are you consecrated?" I reply, "I hope so." "Are you not sure you are consecrated?" And many times I reply, "Not quite sure." That is why we would suggest to those dear friends that in such a case, the best things to do would be to go to the Lord and make full consecration of themselves, and then they would be sure about it. For if we are not sure about the matter, then we have not made a proper consecration of ourselves. Again, some may say, "Oh yes, I would like to gain that glorious prize. I wish to do so, but I am so weak and unworthy. I fear I never shall attain that glorious condition." Such a fear is likely to be realized as one of our dear brother in Christ remarked, that he is only having a wishbone, and having merely a wishbone, which is forked bone of false breast, will never get us into the kingdom. We must have a backbone, which is a spine, vertebral column, which means also firmness, courage, and so on. The Lord doesn't say it is the Father's good pleasure to give us restitution, or not to make us one of the great company class, but it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, Bible says. In Luke chapter 12, verse 32, "It should therefore, friends, be our greatest joy and aim to run, should run with patience the course marked out for us," as Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 in part indicates. Not until 1914 or 1916 or 1985 or even 1999, as it was suggested to us by some friends. But until that, Bible says, James chapter 1 verse 12, or Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, and many others, because it will please our Heavenly Father to have us in his kingdom. So we should also say with Apostle Paul when he says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, no height, no depth, no any other creature shall be able to separate me or us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus the Lord." As Romans chapter 8, verse 38 through to verse 39 beautifully explains this. Therefore, it shouldn't surprise us, friends, because it is possible that some of the Lord's faithful ones might suffer to be tested in this connection. As Romans chapter 5 verse 17 in part indicates by saying, if indeed we share Christ's sufferings in order to share also his glory. As Wilmot's translation says. But our Lord also says, are you able to drink of my cup? Matthew chapter 20 verse 22. Yes, my dear friends, are we able to drink of our Lord's cup? Some might say, of course we are. But our reply, friends, should be, not of ourselves we are able, but we are willing and feel sure we will be able by God's assisting grace. Also, to pass through any experience he might see best and fit to send us, and drink of the cup which our beloved Jehovah pours for us. Therefore, we should watch and pray to make our election sure. Because events in the world today, as I mentioned before, are pointing unmistakably to the effect of our Lord's invisible presence and the exercise in preparing everything by the authority of his Heavenly Father, sitting on his Father's throne, as of Revelation chapter 3 verse 21, Psalm 110, or Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13, and many others indicates, in preparing everything for his 1,000-year kingdom. Yes, my dear friends, the great clock of universe will soon strike the right hour. Then, the greatest darkness before dawn, and next, the glorious morning will be fully ushered in, or proceed, the kingdom of God, for which we are still praying for, will be here. Therefore, let us watch and be sober and keep our garment white. In concluding, let us remember the words of Apostle John when he says in 1 John chapter 2 verse 18, it is the last hour. Are we ready? May the Lord bless us all. Amen. Thank you, Brother Smith.
Yes, thank you, Brother Phillips, for those words so applicable to this day in which we live. It's very evident, isn't it, that we are living in the end of the age. We find that all who speak and at any convention or anywhere in these days, that seems to be impressed upon our minds, that everybody is conscious of the fact that these are the very last days of the age. And so may these admonitions that we hear from God's word assist us all in that great fight of faith that is growing more terrific every day. Thank you, brethren. Well, now, before we have the next address, there's a little time allotted here for praise and testimony. So we'll just pause a moment to give anybody the opportunity, if they wish, to speak a word that of their experiences that might be helpful to other brethren at this time. I often think when I see praise and testimony on the program that you know, the very fact that the persons are here is praise and testimony, and many are very reluctant to have anything to say, and I think it's a real praise and testimony evident to all to see people present at functions like this, where there's absolutely nothing of a worldly natural nature to entice them here. That shows surely a spiritual mind. But now there may be someone who would just like to speak a word, and you have your opportunity. Thank you. Just indicate. Righto. Thank you, Brother Price, and came forward.
Well, friends, Sister Price and I are happy to be here. I think she might be here tomorrow. She wasn't too well today. I rang her up at 5 o'clock and she's on the mend. And we've looked forward to being here, you know. It's a long way away, you know. It's a long way. It's right across Australia. And I was going to mention, you remember the Apostle Paul had a... Are you listening, Greg? You remember the Apostle Paul had a vision. He saw somebody in a vision. He said, "Come over and help me at Macedonia." And I think we've had the message. And we thought we'd come over to this Macedonian province of Australia. Anyway, it's very good. We got the message. And it's very nice to be amongst the brethren. It's not only Brisbane, not only Queenslanders. It's quite a lot of the Melbourne friends who we'll be seeing them later on. And it's wonderful to be with you. You know, it's very isolated out there. It's right on the other side of the continent, and we're in the most isolated city in the world. That's a fact. You might be surprised we didn't fly to Brisbane. They told us to take the cheap trip and go to Townsville first, so we finished up there. And last Saturday we went up there for 4 days. It was much cheaper to get to Brisbane if we flew to Townsville, and that's, I think, it's 850 miles up the coast. Anyway, of course later on we'll be visiting the brethren in, well, there's not too many in Sydney, is there? In Melbourne and Adelaide. And one thing, I'd like to thank the brethren for writing to us. It means a lot. Brother Tosha sent us the tapes. We get a lot of the tapes from up here and send them back. It's been quite a boon. We get to hear your voices and we know what's going on. We know you all by sight and pretty well. And we thank Brother Tosh for that. And we do thank some others here too that have been writing to us any time. Different times we have strewn out, especially Brother Bill Smith. He's pretty regular, and it's very nice to get these letters, and I think it's reciprocal. So I don't think I have anything else to say. It's just to say it's lovely to be here, and I like Queensland. I like the brethren. I hope they like me.
Thank you, Brother Price. Yes, it's a long way to come. I'm very glad to see you. Anybody else now? Brother Goodyear.
I like also put my testimony to you, and I'm conscious standing before the mercy of throne of our God, and I like express my feeling that I like very much our brother and sister. I never thinking that for me is necessary be in big class, because I was growing in big classes. Our meetings and our convention was very big, sometimes few thousand. And now I am here between you, but I feel that my feeling and your feeling is the same. That make me very much happy in my life. But also I like express to you that during this 2 years time when I been here last time, sometimes some of us can thinking that not many things, big things is happy. But we are special family, all the time is something happy. Even when my children going overseas and they are only over 2 weeks time, when they come back days, big surprises. And also during this 2 weeks time when I've been here with you, also many things is happy. 3 months ago, in the time when was mother's day, we got one of surprise experience in our family. In night time, 10 minutes to 3 o'clock in the morning, one of the burglar come to our factory, and when we hear noise, then I was awaking, I go outside looking around, and when I come back, my wife was standing, and she asked me, "Stan, what happened?" I said, "Only fly screen from our window is broken, and in the looks like in your office is somebody." But she was open the door and she go inside, and she was suspicious that behind the desk was something. She go back to the door, she switch on the light, and she go back to the desk, and the burglar was jumping behind the desk with a knife 7 inches long and straight away to her. And she grabbed both hand, his hand, and she screamed, and I was behind here maybe 3 meters, I was jump on him, and she screamed and she said to me in my language, Polish language, "Stan, knife is in his hand." And I grabbed the hand, I pulled down, and my son was hearing the screaming, and he come straight away, and he take his left arm, I grab his right arm, and then I broke out the knife, dropped on the floor, and was take a struggle, maybe